Genesis chapter 40, starting from verse 1.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward.
Last week we learned Joseph was put in a prison. But in the prison, go back to the 39 and read last three verses.
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper.
Now see this situation here. Joseph was put in a prison. Maybe he was put in a dungeon. Maybe he was bound for a day or two, we don't know. But I think somehow God's favor, God's hand, God's mercy, God's grace was with Joseph. So within a short period of time, they figured it out. The Joseph is not the ordinary man. He was living with a Pharaoh's called prison guards, the head person. And now when Joseph comes here, I think he told this story to his master. I'm innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. You have seen my life. And something happened. He might have introduced Joseph to other prisoners, officers, and he might have said, be kind to Joseph. And within a short period of time, Joseph was doing great things. And all of a sudden, we see there are two people, chief baker and chief butler. One is the butler, is the chief. One is the baker, he's chief. They are not ordinary people, because cooking and serving the king, he needs hundreds and hundreds of people. So he has one chief butler and one chief baker. And he says they offended him. We don't know what they did. If they would have done some horrible crime, they would have been killed instantly. But they might have joked something. They might have said something which king didn't like it. So king sent them to prison. Like Philip said, this has to happen. Because these people, I don't think how many years they were working, how many years they were with Pharaoh, because to be a chief butler and chief baker, you have to be there for a long time. But some silly reason, they were in the prison. And when they were in prison, and they were sent to the same department, same prison where the Joseph was. Now here says the Joseph was bound. But actually we saw in 39 chapter, he was not bound at this particular time. He was a free man. He was serving. He was helping and taking care of the prison business. And God was with him. But then why you say Joseph was bound? Because Joseph was bound when he came in. But now he's free man and he's in the prison, but he's helping. He's not going out. He's still a prisoner. But he is helping other people, training other people, telling them to work. Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 40 and let's read verse 5.
And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today?
Now, here we see that in charge of the prison guard gave Joseph a work. He says, introduce these two gentlemen. They are the Pharaoh's king's officers. One is the chief butler, one is the chief baker. And the guard introduced to Joseph. So the Joseph was ministering to these people, serving them. Now they were serving to Pharaoh, giving food and drink. Now the Joseph is serving these people. So he might be going and you want water, you want food, and you are king's people, so I want to give you some respect. All of a sudden, both people got a dream, and the dream doesn't look like a horrible dream. Only one person got a dream that birds are eating food from his top of his head. But other person didn't have any horrible dream. But they were sad. Sometimes, if you don't understand something, and the situation is bad, you cannot do anything about it, you get depressed. It can be job situation, it can be house situation, it can be any situation. And sometimes people are depressed for nothing. And then you go to the doctor, they say, a chemical imbalance or something you have. You need some kind of medicine. And they may give you the medicine and they make you more sad and more depressed, and sometimes you kill yourself. So now, Joseph didn't say, hey, you people are depressed because you are in a prison. This is all the time this happened to everybody. Don't be depressed. But he said, you know, first of all, he said, these people look sad to me. So he goes to them and he says, hey, what's bothering you? Why are you people sad? They should all say, don't you think we should be happy here in the prison? We were having good kind of food and we were rejoicing, giving a Pharaoh drink and making delicious food, and we were eating the same food, so we were happy people. We didn't do anything bad here to come to this prison, so we are sad. But this was not the reason they had Joseph noticed. When these people came in the beginning, they were not that sad. In American prisons, they are good. There are so many people, they like to go to prison. Because they don't have a job, they have problems, so they find some problem to go to prison. Because there are basketball and football and TV and exercise machines and good food and good doctors, free doctors and things like that. And so the prisoners are more safer than the people walking on the street. So the people think prison is good. Those days prison were not like this. They have to put you in a stock in your feet and hand and tie down. You cannot move, and the prisoners may not have light and a luxury and a running water and running bathroom and all of those things they didn't have. So now coming from the king's palace and now having this dream, they didn't know what to do, and so they were depressed. They didn't say, hey, Joseph or somebody, we had a dream. Could you tell us? But Joseph knew something God is doing for me. He knew these people, if I help these people, they are going to go back to Pharaoh and tell something good about me. So he already, the guard told him, these are the king's people, take care of them, minister to them. So he just comes and said, why are you so sad? As a Christian, you're looking at people, you have to think, are they happy? Are they sad? Are they miserable? How can I help? I was in the post office. I was just coming, and one person, I looked at his face. He was sad. Looking at him, I said, sir, why are you so depressed? Why are you so sad? I said, I'm a pastor. So he said, Pastor Peter, I cannot tell you why I'm sad. I have to come to your house, I have to come to your church. I said, okay, come. He came and he told me the story. He said, my wife was driving and she killed the person. I bought a house and I cannot live in the house. And he said, I used to work and I got hurt. So I sued the company. So I lost my job. So now see, this is my situation. I said, sir, God can fix it. Come to church. And I prayed for him. First of all, I said, how many millions of dollars you are going to get suing that man? He said, maybe some thousands. I said, if you get that thousands of dollars and your health gets worse, is that better? Or you can forgive that person and God can heal you and you can get a better job. They said, that sounds good. I prayed for him. God healed him. He called the lawyer. He said, sir, I don't want to do any case. I want to just, what do you call, withdraw it. He said, hey, next week your case coming up. He said, next week, next day, I don't care. He finished. Wife's case came and they found out she's innocent because she did not do any intentionally killing that person. And so he said, now I want to sell the house. Nowadays, do you know if you put the house for sale, you wait for 5 years, 3 years, and house is not selling. I prayed for him. His house was sold within 2 weeks. He took everything and he went to Texas. Built 2 houses. So I went there and he said, Pastor Peter, I live in this house. And then he said, built the second house. But nobody's renting it. I said, well, let's pray. As soon as we prayed, phone rang. I said, that's your client. He picked up the phone. You have house for rent? He said, yes. Okay, I said, let's go. We went there and the man was Assembly of God, a minister. As means assistant pastor or something. The point I'm making, you have to recognize if the people going through the trouble, you have to help them. You can discern if you have the Holy Spirit, if you have the love for people, God will show you. And so Joseph saw something in these people. Both of them have some problem. He said, why are you people so sad? Could you tell me? See what happens, verse 8.
And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you.
Now these people, I don't know these people had this dream in their lifetime, or they had worse dreams from this. We don't know. But when these dreams, they were saying, we got a dream, Joseph said, you know what? God is the one who can interpret for you. So just tell me the dreams, I pray. I request you, give me the dreams. And I'll pray to God, I'll ask God, and God will give me the interpretation. Sometimes things look like a mountain. But if you are a child of God, you have to have faith in God. God will give me grace to handle it. Sometimes the phone call comes, and as soon as the phone rings, before I answer the phone, I pray in my spirit, Lord, give me grace. I don't know at the end what that person needs. You have to give me grace. And then when I pick up the phone, I feel free, and I am able to minister to people. So what I'm doing, I'm not saying, oh, I have this many years experience and I know I handled the thousands of calls and this is the just a piece of cake or piece of pie. I can handle it. I never do that. I trust in God every day, every moment, because without God's grace, you cannot do it. If somebody says, oh, I handle this problem, I can do it, and you will be in trouble. You have to trust in God. So he trusted in God. He told them, listen, don't look at me. Look at God, because Joseph was famous now. Everybody's talking about Joseph. But he said, don't look at me. I'm going to take this, your dream, to God, and God will answer. Let's read the verse 9.
And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
Now see here, this butler has the dream. Now, in his dream he saw three branches of wine. When you say wine, right away people think liquor. But three branches of liquor? No. Three branches of wine means the grape tree called wine. And so he saw the three branches of vines, and then they start budding. And then comes the grapes. Then he takes the grapes and he squeezed in the cup of Pharaoh. So now if somebody asks you what kind of wine drink you should be drinking, what kind of wine Pharaoh was drinking? Because in those days they want to make a wine, they will put all these grapes in a bigger tank, and they will be pole and chain. They will be holding the chain, and everybody will jumping on those grapes, and then there will be some kind of hole so they can take the wine out and fill it in the containers. But this man saw the king cannot drink that kind of wine. Somebody stepping on the wine or grapes. The Pharaoh wanted the fresh juice. What do we do when they take the orange? We cut it and we squeeze it and make a fresh juice. And so this is what he was doing. And so he took the grapes and squeezed it and gave it to the Pharaoh. So that's the kind of grape juice as a wine we're talking about. And when you say wine, mixed wine, or any kind of intoxicated wine is prohibited in the Word of God. But this kind of wine, you take the grapes and make a grape juice and drink it, is good. And that's the kind of wine Timothy drank. Somebody says, oh, Paul said to Timothy, for your stomach's sake, take wine. He was not telling him to drink wine. He was telling him, take the grape juice. And now we found out, they did the research, and they said grape juice is good for your stomach. Paul figured it out 2,000 years ago. So here the point I'm making, that's the kind of grape juice Pharaoh was drinking, and he gave it to him. And so see what the Joseph is giving the meaning.
And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner, when thou wast his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon.
Now see what the Joseph is saying. He said, okay, this is the interpretation. 3 branches, 3 days. Within 3 days, you will be set free, and you will be giving the Pharaoh the juice. So that dream is very simple, and a man might be very excited. Within 3 days, he didn't say 3 months, 3 years, but say just 3 days. And so sometimes 3 minutes sounds difficult. Somebody says, how come? You go to the dentist and let the dentist make a hole in your teeth 3 minutes. So 3 minutes sounds like a lifetime you are suffering. So when you're having good time, 3 years will be good. Jacob waited for Rachel for how many years? 7 years? He said like a couple of days. So when you're having fun, the longer time doesn't matter. But when you are in trouble, even the 3 days, like a hell. So this man might be saying 3 days, okay. We don't know how many days they were there. They said they were there for season. Now, they were there for season. I don't know how season can be 3 months or 4 months a season. And so they were there for a short period of time. And in this short period of time, this person got a dream, and Joseph already interpreted the dream, and he said, listen, do me a favor. When you getting out of this prison and you go to the Pharaoh's palace, when you giving the cup to Pharaoh, means you will be there all the time, day and night, Pharaoh's palace. So you have chances to talk to Pharaoh. So could you please tell him about me and try to get me out of here and don't forget me? And not only that, he is telling him his story. He says, you know, I was stolen away. Means he was living with his father's place. He just went to give them food, but these brothers sold him. This was not their property. The Joseph was father's property, his father's son. But they stole him, sold him, and he said, I did not do anything wrong that somebody should put me in this dungeon. I didn't do anything. Joseph is saying to these Pharaoh's servants his story, that he's innocent. His brothers stole him, sold him, and now he's in prison, in dungeon. I didn't do anything wrong. Do you think he might have said to this story to his boss when he was putting in a prison? Or another people, he might have told everybody. What I'm trying to say, if God does something to you, you don't tell anybody. But if somebody does harm to you, you will tell everybody. The bad news goes around faster. The good news doesn't go. Do you see in the television today anybody telling what the ministers are doing, how many people getting healed? Somebody got saved and gave the life to God and things like that. Do you hear these things? No. But you will hear only how so many people got killed and who is in the prison and who did what. All the bad news they tell you, good news nobody tells you. So point I'm making, if God does something good, tell. I think Joseph might have said so many good things, what God did to him. I was doing good things in that man's house. I helped him. I did so many good things. I didn't steal anything. I didn't do any harm to his wife. But somehow I am here. And I did not do any crime. So he is saying, tell Pharaoh, I'm a good person. Do you know you don't get a job if you have a criminal record? You don't get a job. And so that's why many people have problems. He's trying to say, I'm not a criminal. I'm a good person. Some mistake happened and I'm in this jail. Now, if you go to prison today, there are so many people, innocent people, that are in jail. But why they are there in the jail? Sometimes they don't have good lawyers, they don't have money, they don't have influence, and that's why they are in jail. Now, here there are two people in the jail. Butler and a baker. Now, when we see the interpretation, this baker saw, hey, this is a good interpretation. This man is going to be free and he is going to get his job back. I got a dream. Maybe I will go back and do my business. So let me tell the Joseph. So he is going to tell the Joseph his dream. But we see there are two people. Only God knows what these two people were doing. Joseph didn't know. We don't know, because they did something. They offended the Pharaoh. said something, did mischief, we don't know. Both people might have done the same thing. But two people have two different life. You don't see people outwardly. They can have a three-piece suit, Bible in their hand, and go into church. Or put a marijuana in the Bible and travel as a minister. They think nobody can check me because I have a Bible in my hand and things like that. Outside, people might be not noticing what you are. But God knows inside of you. The baker and butler. Now, a baker is going to be killed in the prison. He's there. He's safe. But he will be out of the prison. And then he will be killed. And so, sometimes God creates people for his glory. Somebody for good reason and somebody to show his power like a Pharaoh. But here we see the baker has to be a bad person. God is not going to kill somebody innocent person. Otherwise God will be not God. God gives so many chances to so many people. Now just think if this person, these two people were in the prison. We don't read about them, what they did in the prison. Maybe somebody got a dream and he started praying, Lord, I don't want any bad dream. I want to go back to my work. Please help me or something. Another person might be not praying and he might be did so many horrible things and he doesn't want to repent. Sometimes when you're having a bad time or you lost a job or somebody hit you, did some crime to you, instead of blaming God, why don't you go to your knee and say, Lord, I don't know why this happened to me. I want to change. I want to repent. I want to change my life. God can do it. God can forgive you. Do you know that king? When God sent the prophet and said, you're going to die. Set your house in order. Hezekiah. When he's praying, and he said, Lord, I did so many good things for you. Why am I dying? And he started crying, looking at the wall. What is my life? God says to the prophet, go back and tell him that I'm going to extend your life for 15 more years. So what I'm trying to say, if you see something wall in front of you, mountain in front of you, there is no way out. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. What do? Kneel down, pray, cry to God, instead of fighting with people and getting nasty with people and getting frustration on somebody. Go to God and pray and say, why is this thing happening to me? And God will reveal to you. He will forgive you. He will lift you up. So now, the butler is lifted up. The baker is killed. Hang, not only killed ordinary way. Let the whole world see the baker is hanging on the pole. And the birds are coming and eating his flesh. Let's read a little further. Verse 16.
When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee.
Joseph gave the interpretation to one person, and he's happy. Now, Joseph got the interpretation for this baker. He would have said, you know, your dream is a little bit complicated. I don't want to tell you this dream. You are already sad. I don't want to make you more sad. But he told him anyhow. Sometimes God reveals you something about somebody, but you are afraid to tell them. When God tells you something about somebody, you should not be afraid. You are the messenger. You have to tell them. If God shows you something that somebody is going to get into an accident, somebody is going to die, somebody is going to have a problem, they're going to lose their job, or whatever, you warn them. Tell them, this is what God is telling me. You may like it, you may not like it, but I want to tell you the truth. Joseph got the interpretation from the Lord. Maybe that man was bad and he supposed to die. But it so happened when he gives the two different interpretations, one person is going to get his job, another person going to be hanged, and the bird is going to eat his flesh. Somebody says, I want to see that dream comes true. If that dream comes true, you are a right man of God. Because otherwise, I don't believe that you are a man of God. The word of God says, if prophecy somebody gives, if that prophecy doesn't come true, do not believe that prophet. And so now he is just giving like a prophecy. This is what's going to happen to you. And this is the interpretation of your dream. But he already said to the butler, you're going to standing before the king. Remember me. The baker, he didn't say anything because he's going to die anyhow. Only other person, he said. So now this has to happen. Butler got his job, but in a joy, he forgot. Do you know sometimes you make a promises to somebody and you forget? Same thing happened. You make promises to somebody. Other day I was watching a program. He says, if somebody doesn't keep their word and they don't come on time, I fire them. He says, if the person I see and his shoelaces are not tied, I don't want to talk to that man. And he's a businessman. He has so many workers. What he's trying to say, I see on somebody, their shoes is not tied properly, or he doesn't come on time, he doesn't keep the word, he doesn't work on time. Don't keep that person. That's why in the job situation, they have 3 months probation period. Why giving them 3 months probation? They want to watch you, how you do the job. Are you doing proper job or are you not doing proper job? And if you didn't do proper job, they may not keep you. You can get the lawyer, you can fight, you can do anything. It won't work because they are the one giving you job. And so the point I'm making, you have to do certain things on time. Do not forget to do your chores. But this butler forgot. What happened? Got happy. Maybe writing letters to everybody. Hey, got my job back. Talking to phone, maybe somebody 8 hours, 10 hours, and busy. Forgot about Joseph. You have to remember what to do, what not to do. Important thing. Some people say, oh, I forgot there was a Sunday. That's why I didn't come to church. The point I'm making, you have to know your calendar, your dates, your time, and keep the timing. And some people promise you something, and then they call, I'm sorry, I won't be able to come. This happened to us many times. Somebody says, we are coming. We prepare the food. We cook every delicious food. And all of a sudden, they said, I'm sorry, we won't be able to come that way. Okay, first time, excuse. Another time, the same thing. When it happened 2 or 3 times, I told my wife, no cooking. No cooking. If they come, we go take them to restaurant or get the pizza. Because they are not kind of people that you should cook whole day for them and they don't show up. The same way, if you have an appointment for a job and you go late, do you think that person's supposed to keep you? No. That one sister She had the appointment and she was going on time, and this is the enemy's trick, and police gave her a ticket. So she was 5 minutes late. Now she goes and the lady says, "Why are you 5 minutes late?" She could have said anything, but she said, "I got a ticket." "Huh? Ticket? No job." Now the sister comes and says, "Pastor Peter, guess what? I went for the job," and the lady says, "You have a ticket. Until the ticket is, we want to find out what it is, and then you'll get a job." And she was so depressed. I said, "Sister, we prayed for this job. You are going to get this job. Let's take care of this ticket. Go to the office, pay up the ticket, and everything will be all right." As soon as she did, the lady calls, "Come for the interview." And she got a government job. The point I'm making, we do our job, God will do his. Keep the appointment, keep the dates, don't cancel it, don't take it so easy. Hey, this is a church. I can go anytime I want. I can come anytime I want. Nobody's boss over me. They're not paying me. I pay them. I go and give my tithe. If I don't go today, at least that money I will have for something else. If that's the attitude you have, you're going to have failure. You're going to have problem. Just like this baker got killed. The interpretation was given. He didn't say, "Joseph, could you please pray to your God? Your God answers your prayer." You gave the interpretation, but it sounds bad. I'm going to die. What should I do? Joseph would have said, "Hey, repent. Worship my God. God can do something. But this has to happen." Okay, let's go and read verse 20.
"And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him."
Here the word of God is saying, exactly happened on the Pharaoh's birthday for the third day. Now just think, when you have a birthday, you remember your friends. Most of the time, some people, they like to tell people in advance, "Hey, do you know my birthday is so-and-so day?" So what they are saying, you know, "Remember me, send the gift, and I have a party." And so many people, 6 months, 3 months in advance, tell everybody it's my birthday. Some people, in a birthday day, they have celebration. Now, this is a king's birthday. Now, kings is remembering, "Hey, something is missing. My chief butler used to bring me the beautiful drink, grape juice. And I'm missing that person. Hey, somebody go and bring that person out." And so the birthday, this man got free. 3 days. As soon as the interpretation was 3 days, exactly the third day, that man got free, the other man got killed. And Joseph already told this man, "Please remember that I told you this dream and you got free. You got your job. Will you remember me?" But many people forget, like I said. God has plans for you. Even the man disappoints you, God will make it. This butler is not telling anything, anybody, about Joseph. But God knew what God is going to do for Joseph. God does impossible things for you. You have to trust in God. You go to somewhere and they say, "Oh no, I just went for interview and I'm failed." So don't go there. I would tell that person, "You go, maybe God is going to give me a job." There are hundreds and hundreds of applications might be there. You pray, they will take your application from the bottom, put it on the top, and you will be hired. Why I'm saying this? You do not have to be depressed, worried. Influential people don't do anything for you, but God will. You trust in God. This Joseph is in prison. He didn't do anything. He could say, God, what kind of God is this? These people came from me, behind of me. I served them and they went back and somebody got a job, somebody died. But why me? Why am I here struggling? And this man already forgot about Joseph. Just like he's never going to call him. But the word of God says, in next chapter we'll read, God remembered Joseph. And Joseph was out. Once you have trouble and trials and tribulation, that's the time for you to pray, intercede, instead of complaining. Say, Lord, why am I going through this? But I know something good is going to happen. Some people get in the car accident, car become total, and they stand out and say, oh God, why did you do this? I say, hey, are you alive? Yes. Why are you worried? If you're alive, you will have another car. Thank God. Somebody says, but I lost my job. Why should I? Thank God you're going to get another better job. If you're working and struggling in one job and you're crying in that job and you have no time to breathe, you're working 16 to 20 hours and you cannot look for another job because you don't have time. So what happened? God says, okay, that job will be gone. Then what? Then don't cry. I'm going to give you a best job, because if you're doing that job 20 hours, you will be never be getting another job and time for interview and things like that. And somebody said, but why 6 months, 7 months? I don't have a job. That's the time to pray. That's the time to intercede. That's the time to say, Lord, you're going to give me a best job. Don't say, I'm never going to get the job. I'm never going to get out of this. I'm never have success in my life. You will never have problem. You will ever have problem. You will always be in trouble. But you said, I am going to get out of this. Something good is going to happen to me. And that's the kind of attitude God sees. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me a better job. You didn't have it yet, so but you dream about good job. I'm going to get it. Joseph had a dream, right? That he is going to be boss. He is going to be somebody. Somebody is going to bow down to him. So he had that dream in his mind. If God wants to do that, I have to be getting out of this prison. If God says so, I'm not going to live in this prison for all the. Somebody says, oh, this man was happy working for this Potiphar prison guard, and he was in charge of everything. Now he's in prison. Now just think, he was happy there. He will be never be the Pharaoh's right man person, right? He'll be happy with Potiphar. And he's put up with his wife for a while, but he will be lifetime sitting there. But that's why he came to the jail. So now he helped somebody. Now he's going to get out of the prison. So Joseph might be thinking, hey, I didn't do anything. He said, I didn't do anything to come to this dungeon. But something good is going to happen. And that's what you have to think. I never say anything negative. I don't ask anybody my need. I go to God. And thank God, all the bills are paid on time. How it happens? Just like a daily bread or manna. And so that's the way God is providing. So we have to trust in God. We don't trust in people. He trusted, hey, you tell the king, okay? Tell him that I gave you a dream. Man forgets. But if you start praying, God will bring the situation that you will be out of it. So let's trust in God. Shall we rise? And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Lord, we see all kinds of trials and tribulations and problems we're going through every day. Sometimes people get mad and beat each other, kill each other, and go to jail. Some people always complain. But Lord Jesus, we know that you are the head of everything. What we need, we come to Jesus. Just like David said, Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. We will not have any lacking if you really trust God. He is the source of all our supplies. And you already blessed us. And you're going to bless us more, because our eyes is not on people, but on Jesus Christ. Your word says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Please be seated.